Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I just want to dispute $89.95 that I received on my credit card. I received a free product, it looks like, from you guys on January 6th. I paid like a shipping fee. And now you basically, it looks like, charge $89.95 on March 8th, I believe. And I did not receive the product. I do not want to receive the product. And I want to be removed from that list. So how can we do that?
Okay, we can start by you giving me your zip code so I can locate an account for you.
Sure. You need my
zip code.
Okay, 60137.
Your first and last name?
My first name is Ilona, I-L-O-N-A. My last name is Z-A, V as a Victor, I-D-O, V as a Victor, S-K-Y.
Okay, ma'am. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
440 Raintree, Unit 3K in Glen Allen, Illinois, 60137.
And I thank you for that information as well. Give me just a moment to review your account, ma'am.
Sure.
And it does appear that you paid shipping and handling for
some product.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it was on January 6th.
Okay, well, the trial was initiated on, let's see. Yeah, it says the 4th of January, you paid the $4.95 shipping and handling for our Fleur face cream, skin cream, rather, it's an anti-aging product that are all natural and designed to reduce my lines and wrinkles. When you paid the $4.95, it actually initiated a 14-day trial. The $5.95 shipping and handling for the eye serum was declined, so they just shipped you out that one product, which was the skin cream, and when you didn't call in within the 14-day trial period, they billed you the after-trial price for that product, which was the $89.95.
Right, so the only thing I got is that cream.
Yes, ma'am, and that's why you only got one charge for $89.95. Had you received both products, you would have a charge for each individual product. But because of shipping. Okay. So how can I assist you? What was? Can I ask you where you saw the ad at, ma'am, in the first place?
What is it?
Where did you see the ad? How did you come across getting the product?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I think it was from my Chase, my banker.
Okay. Okay, and how can I assist you? How would you like me to help you today, ma'am?
So I want you to remove me because I do not want to receive the product.
Okay.
And I only received that product, like I said, once. And then you charged me $89.95 for this product that I just don't want to dispute the charge because I don't want to be on this list. I don't want the product.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I can get you canceled out. And when you say dispute, you mean dispute with us or dispute with the bank? I'm not sure exactly what you're saying when you say dispute. I understand you disagree with the charge, but it is in the terms and conditions that if you don't call into counsel within that 2-week time frame, that they'll charge you the end of trial price.
Okay. So but I'm done right now. So you remove me my card from.
Yes,
the
ma'am. Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, I have a cancellation number for you, ma'am.
Do I need to call again somebody or just you? Go ahead.
Just one moment. Your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel. The number 1. B as in baby. The number 1. E as in echo. The number 6. A as in apple. E as in echo. 671.
Can you repeat this again?
Certainly, ma'am. C as in cancel. The number 1. B as in baby, the number 1. E as in echo, 6. A as in apple. E as in echo, 671.
Okay. Thank you.
And I thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you.